All content can be found at ninthsun.com. This is an invisible canvas painted by Mario Alejandro Perez. Unclear. Have you ever wondered why certain things happen to you at just the right moment or at just the right time? As if there was a master architect that planned a path with random variables to move through time and space to somehow meet at the right moment and collide. Some say it is a coincidence, others believe it's fate. But how can we sum up an accurate assumption to gain a frame of reference to entice these thoughts? When creating an analytical foundation for thoughts and ideas, I believe one must break it down and quantify things in its simple logical properties. You should read the material as if you were a child, learning something new, discovering a new thought. During the reading, you should find moments in which you identified with it. Maybe a thought you have had before, or a moment that might not have been similar but its essence shared a similarity. Then you should pause, comma, and write out those thoughts you remember. After you do this, continue reading. It is simple, you repeat the same thing until. In the end, you two have painted an invisible canvas with me. Please share your canvas on the comments below. Indulge in this hypothetical with me. Seeds fly through the air, blown from a tree many miles away, to land on fertile ground. Many years go by and nature feeds the seeds, nurtures them, helps them, with the perfect balance of nutrients, and exactly the correct amount of moisture, to grow into mighty oaks. Then, along comes man, who wants to build a street through the forest these oaks have grown in. He says, I'm going to cut down this forest to build a road. He builds his road. He cuts down the forest, all of the trees. All of the trees except one little group. Any small group of oaks remains untouched. The group that grew from the seeds blown for many miles and nurtured perfectly. Then one day, someone buys the land from the man that cut down the forest to build the road. They decide to build a derby track on the land around the road. They divert the road slightly, change the landscape around it, pave a parking lot, create obstacles, dig pits, and yet, the small grove of oaks remains untouched. Drivers sign up to race, mechanics fill the pits, fans fill the stands and sit along the sidelines vying for the best vantage point, hoping to see all the action. Anticipation fills the air and still the oaks remain, untouched, silent observers of the ever-changing chaos around them. Then, one rainy afternoon, as mud covers the derby track, the lead car comes swerving around a bend, sitting in their lawn chairs. Eyes fixed towards the turn, our father and son. So fixated on the sight of the lead car appearing, they fail to notice it beginning to slide. The father and son don't even shift as it begins to careen towards them, out of control. The mud causes the car to drift, flip and roll. Over and over, flinging mud in every direction, the car rolls so quickly that the father and son have barely registered that it is moving towards them before they are covered completely. The car rolls and flips, tumbling until it crashes to a screeching halt against the small copse of oaks just feet from the boy and his father. It all happened so fast. No one took the time that day to appreciate the trees that stopped the car from hitting the father and the child. No one gave thanks to the oaks that grew from the seeds, that traveled for miles, to fall into just the right soil, with just the right conditions, in just the right area, purchased by just the right investor, in just the right spot to be left standing there to save them. Now, this is a hypothetical scenario to explain an abstract concept I think is worth thinking about. How many factors contributed to the existence of that tree in that moment? It could be just coincidence, I could be over-analyzing the situation. The only fact is that the trees did stop the car from hitting the father and son. The randomness or predetermined destiny of its fate is unknown, but when the time came, the trees saved at least one life. Chaos is not control, it's indifferent. It does not care if you're a child, a man, a dog or a lion. Down to the quantum level, improbability is a constant. That is a fact. Even certain experiments change when being observed, or laws in quantum realm don't apply. Without a frame of reference to think of, we can only get so far. The simple act of observing certain experiments affects the outcome of the experiment. That is so odd to consider. How then, does it know we are watching? How is it affected? How many things are affected in this way? The implications of this information are limitless. Murphy's Law says anything that can go wrong will go wrong. That's probable because we live in a constant state of improbability. So if you take the time to look at things that don't fall into that pattern, they stand out. For example, the probability that I've been sitting next to a tree, and that tree stopped a car from hitting me, right at that moment in time is worth a second thought to think of. That's what should catch your perception. Fall in love with an abstraction. My challenge is for you to look at your life. Tell me about a time where something happened to you that was that cup of water in the desert, the first breath out of the water right before you died from dehydration or drowned. Think about it. Ninth sun less than slash block quote more than.